Okay, so getting back to the original question that we had during the second mechanism of action is, if it's a cool laser, why is there heat generated and how much heat is generated, and is that heat literally safe? And so what we find out is that as the light's being absorbed by this occlusive material, we are getting that vibration, that friction basically causes heat and causes these cells to rupture or vaporize. When they actually do the measurement at the of the heat, you're only seeing a jump in degrees from 10 to 30 degrees Celsius or 50 to 86% or degrees Fahrenheit. So meaning that the total heat is just increasing by that 10 to 30 degrees. Is that right, guys?
Correct. Yes, from its baseline material. And again, keep in mind, a lot of the surgical lasers that were originally out there were thermal type lasers, which actually use tissue vaporization based on heat and cellular explosion.
All right, so number one, we're not getting this excessive heat built up anyway, but the heat that is built up is typically carried away by the vapor bubble as part of this convection process. And you're only seeing a little bit of really the heat that's generated is at the molecular level at the site of the laser absorption, the light absorption?
Correct. Yes, and again, due to the duty cycle, convection is able to take away that heat in between pulses.